Track 17, The Quiz Answers. So, talking about Bob's brain teasers, Sam is now back with the answers to this month's quiz.
Here we go. Bob's quiz about the swinging 60s bands and artists. So how do you think you did? Hands up for a full house. Oh well, it's the taking part after all. Well, shout out if you got the answer to these questions. For question number one, I ask you which band had the lead vocalists Paul Jones from 1962 to 1966 and Mike Darbo from 1966 to 1969. The answer was Manfred Mann. Go on, you knew that. And question number two was, which American television variety show did the Beatles appear on in 1964? It was the Ed Sullivan Show, when they created Beatlemania. Well, who out there was a fan? Ah, I bet you were screaming away. Yes, you there. And question number three was, which British rock band formed in London in 1966 consisted of Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker? And it was Cream. I like mine on strawberries. Okay, now question number four came as a surprise to me. Who was the first act to reach number one in the UK singles chart with their first three single releases? And it was Be Still My Beating Heart, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Note to self, stop making silly jokes. Okay, question number five asked you, which band formed in Southend in Essex in the early 1960s adopted a new name in 1967, which was said either to represent the Latin for far from these things or to have been the name of someone's cat? It was the oddly named Procol Harum. Their Whiter Shade of Pale is still an amazing piece of music. And over to the States for question six. You Can't Hurry Love is a 1966 song originally recorded by which group on the Motown label? It was, of course, the wonderful The Supremes. And can you name any of the singers? No, that's just part of the quiz. It's just a brain tickler. It's fine. And question number seven asked, in which English city did the Animals form? Well, the answer, like a fishy on a dishy, was Newcastle upon Tyne, man. Okay, I'll stop the local impressions too. I'm not very good at them. Question number eight asked you to name both the Beatles' first number one single and the year in which they achieved it. And the single was From Me to You, and the year was 1963. Question number nine asked, the Dakotas are most closely associated with which singer? And the answer to that was Billy J. Kramer. And question number 10, I wanted to know who sang the lead vocals on Yellow Submarine and With a Little Help from My Friends. It was the singular talent, that is Ringo Starr. Yodelay, question number 11. I did say I stopped doing impersonations, didn't I? I lied. Right, question number 11 asked, which Australian singer recorded the song I Remember You in a yodeling country music style in 1962? It was the inimitable Frank Ifield. Go on then, give us a yodel. And finally, you'll be so relieved to hear, question number 12. For all you Welshies out there, was Tom Jones, the rightful King of Wales, got his first number one in the UK with his second single for Decca Records in February 1965. But what was the name of this song? Well, unusually, it was It's Not Unusual. Well, the King of Wales is ending this month's quiz. So be honest, how did you do? Well, top your scores up. Send them in. We are keeping score. No, we're not. But our in-house scoreboard is looking quite empty. Well, thanks to Bob Johnson for his questions and to Tim for filling in the jokes. And join us next month for an All About Norfolk challenge. Bye.
Bye, Sam.